Hi, good afternoon. This is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. You've reached the Maryland Abuse Hotline. Who am I speaking with, please? Hello? Is there anybody on the line?
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me? Okay? Can you hear me okay, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, my name is Eric, and a person for the Maryland sexual abuse claim is on the line with me.
Okay, thank you so much, Derek.
Yep, thank you.
Hello, sir. Are you on the line still?
Yes, sir.
My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. And can I get your name, please?
Lamar McCoy.
Lamar McCoy. How are you today, sir?
I'm all right, sir.
Okay. Lamar, you're
Lamond. Lamond.
Lamond. I'm sorry. I'm a little hard of hearing, so I'm going to apologize in advance.
My
Is it
bad.
Lamond?
Yes, sir.
And then is it M, little c, big C, O, Y?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I did good there, right? All right.
Yes,
So
sir.
my name is Randy Reeser, and I'm one of the intake specialists over here. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in a Maryland abuse lawsuit?
I guess so. From what the attorney, the legal consultant just told me, he said I fitted or what, and then transferred me to you guys.
Okay. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. And this is just housekeeping. I do need to ask. No one sent you a packet on your phone with your finger to sign electronically or in the mail to your house. No?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Thank you, Lamont. You'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, Lamont?
Yes, sir.
And you are a resident of the United States.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever received any money regarding this claim from anyone?
No, sir.
All right. And I am going to text you my phone number. If you know anybody else, please give them my name and phone number. I will never ask you for anyone's name or number, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Now, have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No, sir.
Now, did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to go back to that in a second, but what facility were you in?
Thomas O'Farrell Youth Center.
That's on Hayton Road in Merrittsville, right?
Yeah, Marysville, Maryland.
I've heard of that one. I'm sorry.
Henry Road. Oh, you heard about it.
Yes, I've heard about Waxter as well, several of them.
Man, look
Yeah,
here.
I know.
This
I'm
brought up
so
some
sorry.
memories. I was online looking at something else, and when I seen I'm like, wow. You know, this shit been so traumatizing over the years. This happened to me back in 93.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second. Can I just share with you though?
Okay.
I've talked to people in their 30s, even in their 40s, that have never spoken to anybody about it, about what
I
happened.
have. I'm traumatized. I happened. And it's crazy that I'm even speaking to you about it after all these years. It's like, you know what? I need a closure somewhere because it's affecting me. It's
Well,
affecting my life now.
I hope to help with that, but to take it even a step further, think of it this way. Farrell's still open. Waxer's not. You might be helping someone else not have to go through with what you went through.
And you know, and that's my whole sole purpose of doing this because I really wasn't going to even say nothing. I swear to God, that's my sole purpose of doing it because I'm like, what if there's other people like me that's steady in them places that's steady doing it?
No, you're on the right track here, brother. Really, seriously. And not only will that give you a sense of closure, but it'll also give you a little bit of sense of relief as well. You'll see.
That place still open. I hope he not there.
Well, probably not because of the ages involved, but can I tell you something that finally, after all these years, everybody in Maryland's aware of what happened now. All right. So it's not an uphill battle for you guys anymore.
All of a sudden,
Okay. Well,
they was acting like they wasn't aware of it when it was happening to us back then.
I do know that. I know that. I've even got women as well. It's just crazy. All right. So can you tell me approximately the dates of the abuse when this happened?
It's been so long, I can't tell you the exact month, but I can tell you it was 1993. I was 14. I was in the 8th grade. That's something I'll never forget. My junior, my grade school year.
Try to zero this in a little bit, and I'll help you with this. How old are you now?
I'm 45.
You're a young man. All right. So in 93, you were
14.
You were 14.
Yep.
And were you going to school? Did you have school there at the facility?
Yep. I was in the eighth grade.
Okay. So you were in the eighth grade in 93. So I'm going to ask you a couple things to try to jog your memory a little bit. Do you remember? It wouldn't have been summertime, right? Because there's no school in the summer. Is that correct?
Well, you know, when you're in a youth center like that, that's a possibility. But, you know, you never know in detention center, because in detention center, stuff is ran different than how it's ran.
Okay, so they don't play on a normal calendar is what you're telling me.
Exactly.
Okay, do you remember if it was like around any particular holiday, anything that could jog your memory a little bit? You don't have to be exact, but if you could like give me a month and maybe a day that it happened. And it doesn't have to be exact, just as best as you can come up with.
I'm in the rim but saying 93 and 92, but I'm most certain it was 93.
Okay. We'll go back to that.
I can't give you the exact month. Okay.
So right now you're 45 years old.
Yeah.
And you were 14 at the time. Yeah. Tell me about the abuse. Tell me what happened. Was it in the showers? In the dorms?
No, it was in the office. It was in the teacher's office. It occurred in the teacher's office. And it happened probably like, it got done to me, I want to say, 3-4 times out of a 2-month period before I just left. So, and it was like he would fondle me. You know, at that time, when you hear that something is supposed to be good, or something's supposed to be what it is, when you really don't know if it's not a truth, so you just go along with it. So everything he was basically telling me, I was going with it, not knowing if I'm really doing the right thing.
Right. Was he touching you over the clothes or under the clothes?
Both.
Okay, so he did.
Because at times he penetrated me with his fingers. You know, he made me, because he took my pants down and was fondling them. Because, you know, I have what you call, I'm not circumcised. And for whatever reason, he had a fatuation with pulling the skin on my Johnson, you know.
Okay. I'll put that into words in a second. So let me just move on. Thank you for that. I know that's tough.
Who is going to be hearing this? Am I going to have to speak on this? Because
no,
am I have to go and get up and because
no,
me,
you won't have to testify. If that's just, I've had that question asked.
No, I testify in front of a jury, but me trying to explain this in front of a crowd, I don't think I'd have got used to that, because as you can see, I'm barely even want to explain it to you.
No. Let me put you at ease for this. You may have to tell the story again to an attorney again, but basically what happens is, because this case, Maryland's already admitted guilt. So this case is already gone before the judge. All right.
Oh.
So now it's a matter of rounding up claimants is what it really is. I mean, there will be some verification. They'll want to, like, you know, verify that you were there, but it's happened to so many people at all. I mean, how are you actually going to prove that happened? The only way that this is happening is because it's strength in numbers, to be quite honest with you. So no, you're not going to get called onto the stand, and they're not going to, like on TV, screw you up because you can't tell the story how they want it to be told. That's not going to happen. So don't worry about that. So as you'll see, as we progress through this, I'm going to take what you told me and I'm going to put it into words, but I'll read it back to you and you're going to tell me if that sounds okay or not. Seriously. So bear with me here. And if you decide at the end of the process with me, you don't want to move forward, you don't have to, but I think.
No. What I'm saying is, it's just stressful and it's embarrassing. Just trying to get over it. And, you know, it's like I'm a grown man to another grown man I haven't played with, you know, how
Lamont,
that goes.
Lamont, you were 14 years old at the time. whatever happened back then is not a reflection of you as a 45-year-old man. In fact, your character, because you're trying to prevent this from happening to somebody else, is that much stronger. So don't, please, please don't have any embarrassment whatsoever. Please don't. You should be proud, not embarrassed. You should be proud that you are willing to talk about it after all these years. Seriously.
Yes, sir.
All right. If you don't know the name of him, it's fine, but do you remember the name of the abuser?
Oh, hell yeah, I remember the name of him. Andrew.
Andrew?
Andrew. A-N-D-R-E-Y.
A-N-D-R-E-Y.
He got the same name as my uncle.
Is that his first name or last name?
I don't know. That was just the name on that gray shirt. But that's his name.
I believe you.
I know that's the name for a fact.
Oh, I believe you. I know that. I'll find him. I don't actually have to have his last name. Yeah, give me his description.
He's tall, dark-skinned, about 6'2".
Did he wear glasses or anything?
I can't even remember that.
Was he bald?
I ain't going to say he was bald because at times, you know, they wore them janitor caps and stuff like that.
Right.
I can't vividly, you know, I can see the structure. I can't, like, make out the details.
So would you say at least he had a shaved head then, at least? And if not, that's okay, too.
I can't remember that.
Okay, no worries. How old do you think he was?
Shit. At that time, I was like 14, so he was older. He had to be every bit of like 30-something. You know, he was older. He was an older guy.
Okay.
He wasn't no youngster. He was an older guy.
I won't keep dwelling on this too much, I promise, but is there anything else? Do you remember? You don't remember if he wore glasses or not. Do you remember if he was muscular? Yeah, do you remember if he was overweight, skinny, anything like that?
At that time, he was skinny.
Okay.
He was skinny.
Okay,
slender. He was tall, black, and skinny for sure.
All right. We know his name's Andrew, so that's probably good enough on that, too. Thank you. All right.
He was a janitor at the place.
That's my next question. Thank you. So feral.
Oh, sorry about that.
No. You don't. No need to apologize.
This stuff be coming. I'm like, damn, this fool here, man. Certain stuff you be like.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. I'm just looking up stuff on the internet. Okay. I just take my time, and then you said he was a janitor. I pause on some of these because it's not the first janitor. And you told me it was 3 to 4 times. And it was in the office. You already told me that. And yes, and I know that you already told me the type of abuse. It was sexual abuse. Did you tell anybody?
No, sir.
Yeah.
You.
Well, you were scared.
I told you.
Okay. Was law enforcement ever involved?
No, sir.
Do you have any cooperation that you are at the facility? And that can mean your mom, your dad, anybody that would say, yeah, he was there. That's all they're looking for. Not cooperation of the event, but cooperation that you were at the facility.
No, sir. My parents passed away. They took me from my parents, and I'm the only one living.
No brothers, sisters, anybody?
No, I'm the only kid.
Any friends that would say, yeah, he was there?
Who I was in there with. I mean, the friends that I got now, I don't got people that you can contact from all them years. Like I said, I did away with anything.
Okay.
As you can see, I moved all the way from there.
Okay. So, so you have no school. That's all right if you don't. This doesn't nix the case. But so you don't.
No.
You don't have any school records or anything?
I have that. Everything out there that I had out there over the years has been lost through floods, you know, because I was in Louisiana at one point in time. You know, I'd have moved over. Like I said, I was skeptical on even filing this because I'm like, damn, I ain't even got
none of the
paperwork and stuff that I had out there. That's why I said I needed help to see how far can I get with, because I know with this case, it's basically my word against his word.
Yeah, except that things have changed a little bit because they've already – they've already established that it went on, and not just went on a little bit.
And that's why I never spoke on it, because a person can always look at a kid like we lying.
I know
that's
that.
Another reason why I never even, because I watch it happen time and time with females, and they was literally telling people, oh, this happened to me, and ain't nobody believing them. So just imagine if I go tell somebody this guy playing with me, what the fuck they going to say?
I agree with you. And you know what the thing is you're 14 years old. You're scared to death already. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, when these guys tell you, you were probably threatened if you were told anybody. Is that correct? They threatened. If you said anything, I'm going to do whatever. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your date of birth?
4-6-79.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. I'm about to be 46 because I told you I was 45, but my birthday is in a few days. So,
what's your email?
That guy Lamont, DATGUYLAMONT 400 at Gmail.
I like that.
Thanks.
Dat guy Lamont 400 at gmail.com.
D as in dog.
Dat guy. Right. D as in dog.
Yeah.
I heard you. I know. See, that's sometimes my talking too.
No, hey, people be like, and they're spared that. I'm like, no, D A T, not T A T.
Hey, you're on an LA number.
Yes, sir.
213-552-2010.
Yes, sir.
Is this a mobile phone?
Yes, sir.
How do you prefer to be contacted, via phone, text, or email?
You can do all three if you want to.
What's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Well, if you text me any time of the day, but if you call it, I basically don't be answering spam calls.
Okay.
So I don't know why did I answer this one and it's popped up as spam.
Well.
So you can call me at any given time, though. I'm available anytime. I ain't got no job.
Okay, I was going to ask you that in a second, but let me do this. Can I ask, and this is, has nothing to do with the intake, so you could just say we'll talk about it later. Are you from L.A.?
No.
Oh, okay. No, because I'm in Irvine, if you know where that is.
No, I've been living in L.A. for long, but I'm actually from Baltimore, Maryland.
Gotcha. Oh, I know that, dude. I know where you were at as a kid. I just sent you a text message. That's me, Randy Reese. That phone number that's on there, that's the direct number to my desk. It's not the phone number we're talking on. So if there's any follow-up or any questions or anything that you may have after the fact, that's the best way to get a hold of me. I take text messages, voicemail, whatever.
You said yes, the 949 number?
Yes, sir. Did you receive my text right now?
Yep, 949, Randy Reese.
That's me. You got it. Feel free to Google me, too. I live in Corona. What is your address? What's your contact address now, your current address?
11824 South Central Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90059, apartment 24.
You know where you got. I know exactly where you're at. Okay. Have you ever gotten treatment or therapy as a result of the events? I know the answer, but I have to ask.
No.
Because I'm the first one you've talked to about it. All right. Please confirm your gender for me.
Male.
Thank you. And you're currently not employed. How's the abuse affected your life?
Shit. I think I got ADHD. It's stressful, depressing. I get depressed. Like I said, I can't be around. I don't like being around certain kids at certain situations. I can't even be in, like, family functions, you know, because I be thinking shit. I don't be wanting to be left alone with nobody's kids. It affects me. It's still messing me up to this day.
Sorry,
it's mostly depressing, though. If you can imagine going to a family party, but you don't want to be left alone with the kids.
No, dude, that's depressing.
And people think they be asking me, oh, what's the matter with you? And we'll do it, but I don't ever talk about it. So they blow it on. He got ADHD. Oh, he
well, because you never shut, because you didn't share with him what's going on.
Yeah, because I won't, and I still don't talk about it. I just act like, you know, day to day, I've been going through it now. Shit, like I said, I'm 45. I've been doing it for the last 22 years, 26 years.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. So back to when this guy would call you into the office. Would he call you into the office?
He'd call me in. Sometimes he'd bring me treats. Sometimes he'd see me walking along the hallway when he's doing his job. It was different type. Like I said, some of the time, I didn't know what I was doing. He would bring me things. I would just want to meet up just because I thought it was the thing to do, you know. But
all right.
I realized as I was older, like, this ain't what.
Bear with
this
me.
Ain't what I'm supposed
bear,
to be.
Bear with me. And you're going to be able to correct me on this, but I'm just walking or bringing treats. I progressed to the office. Do you want me to read this back to you?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. So the abuser was the janitor. He would see you walking or he'd bring you treats. It then progressed to the office where he would fondle you and directly handle your penis and your genitals. Janitor would make you lower your pants on occasion. This happened 3 or 4 times.
Out of a 2-month period.
I can put that in there. So sorry, brother.
Note the fact that he penetrated me, right?
I'm gonna. That's why I read it back to you. Oh man, I'm so sorry. No kid should have to go through this.
Oh shit.
All right. Was the penetration anal?
Yes, sir.
Just checking my spelling. So we know it was in 1993. You know you were there for just 2 months. That's really the only thing I need is just a little bit more specific of the months. Do you want to take a guess at possibly which 2 months those could have been? And even if you're wrong, that's okay, because they're going to find your records and it will be corrected. So that will not NICU on this case. So as best as you could do, if you could just please give me a couple months that you think it might have happened. And that's going to be our last question.
You know what I can do?
What?
Let me, I wonder if I can call my auntie and still stay out there and see what month did they take me.
What's your social security number?
563-578-420.
I can find your records from that, too. So just, like I say, if you think that it might have been September, but it turns out that it was July, that's not going to be an issue. So put your thinking cap on. I'm doing some copying and pasting, so you've got a couple of minutes. Oh, that's it. Yeah. I got it. Are you still there?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I almost want to say it was springtime. I want to say right after my birthday, or right around my birthday time.
Then I'm 90%. Then say that. Huh? That's fine. So
right.
like between May and June then, or May and July maybe.
All right. Yeah, we can say that because I'm not for sure.
Okay.
I mean, like I said,
if that's the best that you can remember, that's fine.
Yeah.
So July. And
I'm gonna try to ask my auntie if I can find out from my auntie when did they take me away from my parents, then I can probably nail it. I can probably nail it down for you, and I'll get back with you.
Well, you don't have to do that. You can go with what you've got.
Oh, I was just, you know, if I was sitting here trying to figure out where can I get, you know, all the...
No, you could give that to the attorney later if you get it. Because here's the last question, seriously. And then what it is I send you documents to sign. The last question is, and this is optional, but do you want to provide an emergency contact? This is someone that we can contact in case we can't get a hold of you. We would not be discussing the case. It would just be we're trying to get a hold of Lamont.
Yes.
Give me a first name.
Tamika.
And what's Tamika's phone number?
213-413-0730.
And she's your friend?
Huh?
She's your friend?
My wife.
Oh, she's your wife. Okay. We don't ask that on this. We don't ask that one on this one.
Yeah, because she don't even know.
Yeah, well. Okay. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before in your life?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't signed them before. That's the one where you electronically do it.
Right, I'm going to send it to you via text message. I'm just looking this all over. You have a claim. The folks that you talked to were correct. I'm just going to go over this real quick, and you're really good at correcting me, and I do make mistakes, so stop me I'll go real fast. Did you already get an attorney? You said no. Nobody sent you anything in the mail? No. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You are a resident of the United States. You've not received any money. You're not a registered sex offender. The abuse experience, someone affiliated with the institution, yes. That institution was the Thomas O'Farrell Youth Center, and I've got their phone number and everything in there. The approximate dates of abuse are 5/1/93 to 7/30/93. Again, I emphasize the word approximate. Do I need to read that description to you again, or are we good on that one?
No, we're good.
Okay. And your current age is 45. You were 14 years old when this happened. The abuser was an employee. His name was Andre, A-N-D-R-E-Y. He was tall, dark skin, about 6'2", in his 30s, and he was slender. He was a janitor at the facility. This happened approximately four times. The abuse occurred in the office. It was sexual abuse. No, you did not disclose this to anybody. This has affected you via depression, maybe ADHD. You don't like being around certain kids. You have difficulty at family functions. Correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry, brother. That's something that I shouldn't have to go through. I'm so sorry. All right. You're not employed at the moment. Law enforcement was never involved. The cooperation that you would have at the facility is just the record that you were there. Does anybody else know that you were there?
Like I said, I think my auntie, but I'm trying to, she know I got taken from my family.
Okay.
So I don't know how they went about getting me back. You know, at that stuff, that was dealt with the adults. I never knew nothing about, you know, who know I'm here, none of that. I got shipped from homes to homes.
You think your aunt might have known.
I think. I can't even tell you if she know what facility I was at. She'll probably just tell you like I just told you. I know they took me from his parents. He was a ward of the state.
Right. Okay. Well, that's cooperation, actually. She knows that much. She doesn't actually have to know what facility you're at.
Yeah, my wife know that. I'm quite sure if you pull my records and shit, I got records.
Well, that's what that's what I was saying earlier. Right.
Yeah, I'm like, shit, I got police records and all type of shit, I guess, when they do whatever. They'll see how many different juvenile halls and shit I've been to throughout the years if they ain't sealed nothing and stuff.
Okay. I'm going to put wife and aunt are aware. All right. You actually would have got by without that. That's fine. Okay. Continuing, we know what type of abuse it was. You confirmed you're a male. Now that you've told me you're married, and it's Tamika, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's Tamika McCoy, right?
Tamika Hodo.
How do you spell her last name?
H-O-D-O.
Thank you. And your date of birth is 7. I must have this wrong. Are you born on 7/4/1979?
Yes, April 6, 1979. April 6, 1979.
Thank you. I knew I had that.
You know, one thing I can tell you about the incident.
What?
That I do know for a fact.
What?
That's why because I didn't know if all of them happened at that specific time, but I know for a fact he did one a week before my birthday. One of them happened because he brought me a birthday gift to my happy birthday. I got some for you.
What a dog he was.
I know it was a week before my birthday on one of the cases. So,
see, now it jogs your memory a little bit. Okay, so I'm going to put that in there then, a week before your birthday. I'm changing that. Thank you. So that would have been like March 30th. But that's about 6 days before your birthday. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it was around my birthday, Doc, because he bought me a birthday gift. So I know it was like a week or two before my birthday.
Okay. All right. Yes. All right. So we've got Tamika and we've got Tamika Hodo. Your birthday, 4/6/1979. Your social is 563-578-4200. It's Dat with a D, DatGuylamont 400@gmail.com.
No, not two Ds, one D.
No, it's only one D. D,
yeah.
As in dog, A as in apple, T as in Tom, G as in guy, U Y L A M O N T 400 at gmail.com. So just one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. 213-552-2010.
Yep.
And then we got 11824 South Central Avenue, LA, apartment 2490059. No, you've not gotten any treatment. And then Tamika.
Hold on.
Yes.
No, I said her name. Hold up. Tamika,
oh,
hold up.
That's what I said. Yes. I'm sorry. I thought I said hold on.
Oh.
All right, hold on. Now, you hold on 1 second. No, I'm not going to put you on hold enough. It's just DocuSign's doing its thing right now. And I'll send this over to you, and then I'll kind of tell you what to expect next. Now, I'm going to go to my DocuSign here. Just spinning. Okay, so I'm sending this document via both text as well as email, and it is a DocuSign agreement. This is basically you're in, and I'll explain to you what will happen to you next. Go ahead and confirm you've received that document, and if you could click on that text message and go ahead and open it up. Pretty self-explanatory. What you're going to see on there is going to say Randall Reese.
It says Douglas.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second. You didn't get it via text, did you?
No, he didn't.
Oh,
it's,
you did?
I can't resend it. He said he's to accept. I just wanted to accept.
Okay. All right, you're good. You can keep going.
I can keep going?
Yeah, you can keep going. So hit yes for, it's going to ask you for consent to receive text messages and all that. Go ahead and hit yes, and then hit continue. And just follow the yellow prompts. A box is going to pop up and ask you to make a signature. This is a real short form.
It's like two, I think it's two.
So you want me to click on the,
I want you to click. I want you to just keep going. I want you to check the box, hit the button, click on the link. It's going to open up. And then you're going to see it's going to say Randall Reese has sent you documents to review and act on or something. And then there's a little box you check, and you hit yellow continue. Everything you're going to want to touch, Mr. McCoy, is going to be yellow, with the exception of a box is going to pop up and ask you to make a signature in that box. And then even after you do that, you're going to hit adopt and sign. So now that I've told you what you're going to do, go ahead and click on the link, and I'll do it slowly.
This is... It says the envelope is not accessible at this time. The envelope may have been recalled by the sender or requirement.
Let me send it again. I don't know what happened. Did you just get a new text?
Not yet.
Oh, just click on the old link then?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and click on the old link. It should work this time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna say yes or allow or something like that.
What number did it come from?
It comes from DocuSign. It's a 210 number.
No, 21093. It's 5 digits.
Oh, 21093. It's 5 digits. Did you not get it?
Yeah, I got it, and I clicked yes.
Okay, keep going then. What do you see on your screen?
It says preview not available.
It says preview not available.
Yeah.
Let me try. So I got somebody here helping me. Hold on.
Hey, click on it again.
Yeah, he might be able to have to. You might have to do it from your email. Click on that box.
Let me see. So you said go to the email?
If you can.
There we go. I'll send it again.
No, we're sending it again. Try the link again.
I might have sent it to
him. I'm in my email. It just popped up on my email, so I clicked on that. I'm going to see what the email does.
Do it. You can do it from there. That's fine. It doesn't matter where you do it. Email or text is fine.
Then click the yellow box.
You got it. Perfect. That's exactly what you should be doing. Perfect. Good job.
SMS message from Coach Strategy, yes.
And I'm right here with you, so if there's any questions, but I think you know better than me.
Now you want me to sign where? Oh.
Yeah, right where it tells you to sign. And then after you've made your signature, hit adopt and sign. It's in the lower left-hand corner. You're on email, so it might look a little differently. But if you hit select style, it'll make the signature for you. Or you could just draw it yourself with your mouse or your finger.
You said everything that's yellow, that's what you sign?
Yeah, well, just sign your signature in that box. And then what's going to happen is once you've hit adopt and sign, you won't have to keep signing. All you'll do is touch the box. It'll look like sticky notes, and it'll place your signature there for you. So once you've made that signature, you're not going to have to do it again. So do you have the box that tells you to draw your signature?
Yep, I pressed that already.
Okay, and then just hit continue. And then any, they look like little sticky notes. They say sign here. They have an I in it. They're going to be yellow. Just touch them is all you got to do. And then when you've signed them all, we'll keep hitting next to complete. When you get to the last page, it'll say finish. And then once you've hit finish, you're good.
Okay.
And give it a second, and it'll come back to me. Did you get all completed on your end?
All parties have completed.
Perfect. Okay, hold on a second. Now,
does it say get started?
No, you're good. Let me make sure I have it. Does it say get started? No, you're done. You're done. You don't have to. What it's trying to do now is get you to download an app from DocuSign. You don't need to do it. I've got the document back, so you're good. Hold on, though. I'm going to send you a couple text messages and tell you what to expect next.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one here, I think you might have seen it. It's Schluster and Schluster. It's, you got a couple of attorneys that work with us on this one. So I'm going to send you a phone number, but you don't need to call them. What's going to happen is you want to watch. There's either going to be an automated text from our partner firm. They go out within the next 24 to 48 hours. They also might send you an email that would come from intaketeam@ssfirm.com. You don't need to write this down. Or your text message would come from an 844 number. So I'm also going to give you their phone number if you should need to follow up with them or anything at any point. But you don't need to do that now, because what happens now is I just kind of wait for them to quality assurance to go through this. And then sometimes they get me back on the phone and say, hey, could you transfer our client over to for a welcome call? So that's really what the next step is. It's going to be just a welcome call. You won't have to go through everything that you and I just went through on this.
Okay.
So, and I do appreciate you, you know, speaking up to me on this. But like I say, it will just be a welcome call. We'll see what happens on that if it goes down in the next little bit. Would you be available later on to take my call?
Yes, I will.
Okay. I know that's a little bit confusing, but it all makes sense to you when you have the welcome call. And the other thing you might want to watch for is a 602 number. That's also the attorney. But you know my number, 949-688-6436. If I call you now from the future, it will be on this number, my 949 number, as well as that's how you're going to get a hold of me, as well as give my number out to anybody else that wants to talk to me. All right. Do you have
to talk to you about the same sexual abuse claim?
Absolutely.
Or just anyone, period.
Well, it depends on what they want to talk about. But yeah, I mean, I do other things, but this one here, you may or may not know anybody still, to be honest with you, because you haven't talked about it, so it wouldn't be likely that
exactly.
you do.
But right. You know, it's stuff going on in the halls and stuff out here that people be talking about amongst their own stuff, how they be molesting these kids and stuff, and I be hearing other people talk about it. So, you know, I can also, because I be going to, like, this little meeting. It's not for that, but it be people in there talking about other things, and I can possibly get somebody your number if you want me to.
Absolutely, you can for sure. But the thing about it is most important. Let's get you some justice. You shouldn't have had to go through with what you went through.
Yes, sir.
So
now I had a question for you.
Yes.
You were saying the lawsuit. I understand you said this lawsuit. They already pled guilty. So how is that affecting me? Because I didn't read too much in it, and I'm like, I didn't even know nothing about a compensation and all that until you were just telling me, and I was reading.
Well, if you're curious about compensation, I'm actually not allowed to talk about it. But what I will tell you, Mr. McCoy, is that you can go onto Google. Let me do this right now. I won't say dollar amounts. I won't wreck it for you. But average, it's a relatively new settlement. Oh, yeah, they don't settlement amount. Yeah, do that. Go on to Google. You'll be very happy to see that. All right? Go on to Google.
Oh, can you send me the link that I need to go on and look at?
Let me see if they let me. It's just an AI overview. I don't think there is a link. Let me see. Here's another one. I'm not being mean. I don't have a link to that. You know how sometimes when you Google and it says AI overview?
Uh-huh.
And that's at the top. There's not a link to that. But I can tell you what this is what
I was just going to say. What I was looking for. Where do I go Google?
Hold on. That I can send you. I just did. Take that, copy it, and put it into your Google search bar. You can also, but here's the thing, you can also talk to the attorney about it too. I'm just not allowed to talk dollar amounts because I really don't know, to be honest.
No, so which one is my attorney? Who is the attorney that?
You can ask to talk to the attorney when you have your welcome call, but right now it looks like it's Pulaski.
Oh,
okay. But yeah, you can ask to talk to the attorney when you have your welcome call. What's going to happen is you get a case manager assigned to this case, and they're usually a real nice person. If you have any issues with that, you can always come back to me and say, whatever, you can tell me. I stay with you on this. And then let's see from there, just take that, what I sent you. And if you want to Google it, I mean, you could see, but you're in, if you'll note on this, you're in before October 1st, 2025. After that, the settlement amount goes way down. So you're in at the right time. You're in at the right time, too.
Okay.
So take a look at that. If you have additional questions, remember, I can't talk dollar amounts, but.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
I understand.
You got it. Yeah. All right. Listen,
thank you
for being the one that opened up with about this. I assure you, you made the right decision here. And if anything, like I say, you can prevent this from happening to someone else. And if you don't need the money, donate it to charity. I don't know. I'm kidding you. But. Hey, nice talking with you. You take care of yourself, all right?
You too. I appreciate it.
And watch for my call later on, because a lot of times these guys get right on it and they'll want me to transfer you over. So, as soon as I find that out, and then I'm here tomorrow too. I go to the doctor in the afternoon, so I'm here in the morning tomorrow till noon, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Nice talking with you, Mr. McCoy.
You too.
Thank you, sir.